Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Today's Issues is the name of the show here on American Family Radio. We're here for another 25 minutes. It's Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Walker Wildman. We're doing something we've not done before. We're going to try this for the next 25 minutes. We're going to field questions from Facebook viewers and or listeners. So our Today's Issues live video streaming on Facebook. People are posting questions there, and we're going to answer as many of them as we possibly can. Folks, don't ask us controversial doctrinal questions, please. We're not going to answer them. Because
ask your pastor.
Ask your pastor. Read the Bible for yourself. We just, you know, things that have been discussed for 2,000 years and divided Christians, we're not going to spend 30 minutes on here.
Right.
I'm sorry if that disappoints some of you, but there's no, it does us no good to get into that. We have listeners from a variety of different church denominations,
and that's the right place for those discussions.
Yes,
right. You know,
they are important, but not here on this show.
We are a para-church organization.
Right.
We're trying to get Christians involved in the culture and in the political arena.
If you ask me about should I go to church on Saturday or Sunday, I'm not going to tell you. I'll just say go to church.
There you go.
How about that? Okay.
And then ask your pastor.
Right, right. Research it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not a good authority on that.
Right.
Okay. All right, let's go, Walker.
All right, folks, log in to Facebook, go to the Today's Issues page, and comment on the live feed, and we will try to answer your questions. Here's the first question from Michael. On the 4th of this month, November 4th, Antifa is planning on rioting in different cities, etc. How concerned, if at all, are you guys about this, and what do you think could be done about it?
Well, this is Michael. I'm not... real concerned about this because I think Antifa represents such a small fraction of the people, even the left, in terms of their desire for anarchy. So I'm not concerned that this, in other words, that this is going to promote any kind of big movement. I would be concerned if I lived in those communities because if they are going to riot, if they do riot, and they, you know, some people may get hurt, and you know, property could be damaged. But I think that those kinds of displays only do damage to your cause.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who resorts to violence and the destruction of private property to make your point known, I think it backfires, at least in our country.
I agree with Ed.
All right, and I third that. Rebecca asked, did they allow the Muslim attacker, talking about the New York City terrorist, did they allow that attacker to have the ISIS flag in his hospital room?
Yeah, not that I know of. I know that's his request. I'm not sure you're allowed to have any flag in a hospital room.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
so
I haven't heard of it.
I haven't heard that has been done. And I think people would be outraged. I can't imagine a hospital okaying that.
Yeah.
Right. No, you don't get to request what flag you get brought into your room when you're lucky to be alive.
Right. I mean, they're not going to have, they're
and,
not going to allow,
and you're a criminal.
They're not going to allow a, you know, white supremacist,
right,
you know, flag or symbol up there. Yeah. So
here's an interesting question that I think will lighten up the mood. Seth asked, what are your favorite foods?
Well, first of all, we don't like to lighten up the mood here. we like to be as dour and sour and downtrodden as we possibly can. We find that makes great radio. And so, you know, what are our favorite foods? I'll let Ed go first. Is that what the question is?
Yes. What are your favorite foods?
Ed, and then Walker, and then come to me.
I have lots of favorite foods, and I'm actually looking at what our Facebook folks are looking at. I rarely look at the feed, and I'm looking, and I'm thinking, my goodness, I need to start eating less food.
Right,
because I got a little bit of a belly.
You're doing a little self examination.
I'm examining myself. Now.
Okay,
so I listen.
That's what the Bible says. Do
everyone teases me about liking pizza, but pizza. If I got to pick a food, I'm going pizza. But I'm an equal opportunity feeder. You know, so I mean, you know, if someone serves fried catfish, guess what? I'm eating it.
Yeah, this is on the rather expensive list, but I love a good filet. A good filet
mignon. That's true.
A good medium cooked steak, especially like Ruth Chris Yeah. And that's expensive.
Right.
But when I can go, I enjoy it.
Well, you like it when I pay for it.
That's right. So let's go for lunch.
Even better.
As far as me, I'm torn between a good filet mignon, as you say, Walker. Well, you inherited that from me. That's just hard to top. But I tell you what, lasagna done right is, and my mom does that for Christmas Eve usually.
I love those kind of traditions.
Yeah, lasagna, a good lasagna is just, you can't beat it. I'm sorry,
yeah.
You can't beat it. All right, go ahead. What's next, Walker?
All right, Gunnar. Gunnar.
By the way, banana pudding if you're looking for dessert.
All right, that was free, huh?
I'm not, and I will dissent. I'm not a big banana pudding. Well, My wife loves it, but I'm not a big.
Well, banana pudding to me is like number top 10 greatest things in life. Banana pudding's number. I'm not putting in top five.
Right.
But I'm, because it's food.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be good, not a good priority, but I would put it at number nine.
You know, John asked a very good question, which we might can give a roundabout answer.
And you left Gunner hanging.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll get to Gunner, and then I'll answer John's question. Gunner said, if the only two teams in college football were Alabama and LSU, who would you root for, Tim?
Well, that's I'm a Mississippi State grad. I do. I'm a cowbell guy. You know, Alabama and LSU –
those are the only two teams in college football.
I can't, you know. I want to beat both of them.
That's so, like asking somebody, do you want death by electrocution or death by, you know, drowning?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, well, do I have to do either one?
My alma mater did beat LSU earlier this season. So, you know, do I give them a chance against Alabama? Yes, 2%.
I think they're just saying Alabama. If they were the only two, who would you
root
for?
I don't know. I can't choose there. I can't answer that. What about you, Ed? Well, you're a Notre Dame fan.
Yeah, I'm a Notre Dame fan, and that's my first priority. I do have, you know, a heart for Boston College because I went there.
You have no love for Alabama because they used to be a rival of Notre Dame.
Well, right? And so I was going to say, when you get down, and I do root for both Mississippi teams.
Right.
But you set that thing aside, every Saturday I root for Alabama to lose. So that's
because a Notre Dame fan does that.
Well, it's you know what? I'm tired of them winning.
You know what? That's human nature.
Yeah. Tired of them winning.
And Alabama goes, that's your jealousy.
If I wasn't a Red Sox fan, I would still root for the Yankees to lose every day.
Okay. Just one of those things.
Yes.
Everybody loves somebody who dominates. No, everybody else hates somebody who dominates. That's in the heart of man.
Yes.
There's a natural I do think there's a natural inclination to root for the underdog in America.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So root for the common man.
But LSU is rarely an underdog. This is an unusual year.
John asked, how many on-air personalities are actually ordained preachers? I'm assuming he's talking about American
Family
Radio. I think he's talking about just on the network.
On AFR.
Oh, wow. You're talking about from morning to night? Well, Sandy's not. Dan's not. Ed is ordained.
I'm ordained.
I'm an ordained deacon.
Alex.
Why are you laughing, Walker?
Bert.
I said I'm an ordained deacon, Walker.
And he
laughed out loud. Like I'm not qualified. But anyway.
He's absolutely qualified.
I am an ordained.
I'm not going to dig my hole.
I'm just not going to.
Especially if you want him to pay for lunch.
I'm just saying that's not the same as being an ordained pastor.
I'm just
telling you, yeah. I was ordained as a deacon. Laugh if you want to.
I thought you were joking, but you're serious.
Right. Ray Pritchard is.
Ray Pritchard.
He's ordained.
Ray Rooney is not on air very often, or Buddy Smith, but both of them are. Joseph Parker.
Yeah, he's on air. Family.
Yeah. Abe Hamilton.
Abe's ordained.
Will
as
is.
As a pastor. Will. Yeah,
brother,
okay.
Yeah, brother Bert Harper.
Yeah, because I'm not pastoring currently, but I do preach.
Right. Brother Bert Harper, Exploring the Word.
Bert Harper.
And Alex.
Let's see, who else? Are we missing anybody?
Tony. I think Tony Perkins is ordained.
And Brian Fisher.
Brian Fisher is.
Brian is. Yeah, Brian's ordained. Absolutely. So we do have quite a few pastors or people who were served as a pastor at one time in their past here. You're listening to American Family Radio. The program is Today's Issues. We're doing something different this half hour. We're going to do this from time to time. We're just taking questions from our Facebook viewers on Today's Issues and trying to answer as many as we can. You can ask anything you like, and we'll try to answer. As I said earlier, though, don't ask us any controversial doctrinal questions because we're not going to answer them.
That's right. Right. We're going to point you to your pastor and your church.
Do your own homework.
Here's a question, and I know y'all have talked about this earlier, so I'll try to provide an answer. How do you guys? This is from Karen Ann. How do you guys feel about the tax bill announced this morning?
I haven't read it yet.
Well, and we just saw some stuff that came across the web just as we were closing this the first hour, and it looks from the list that I saw. It looks like it's going to be a good tax bill if they can get it passed. Mm-hmm. You know, there was some question about whether or not they were going to do some things like eliminate the deduction for state and local property taxes. That was something that Democrats were screaming about. And so it looks like they are going to keep that deduction. They're going to keep the mortgage interest deduction. They're going to lower the tax brackets, I think, from 7 to 3. Mm-hmm. We haven't found out yet about the charitable deduction. Surely they're going to keep
leave
that.
They'll
keep that. So far, just the skeleton outline, it looks good.
Yeah, and yes, I agree. And one thing, as long as kind of a general rule, I'm thinking about when it comes to Washington and legislation, as long as no one's bailed out, and as long as it reduces taxes for the most part across the board. I know you can't reduce it a bunch for everyone, as long as it goes into effect relatively soon, don't set the going into effect date in 2025.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So anyways, but it is, the outline is looking good from what we can see.
Hey, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I can go with about 4 or 5 minutes of conversation on tax reform and then you lose me.
Yeah.
I just get bored.
Get out in the weeds.
I get bored with it. So maybe I shouldn't be like that. Maybe I should just be willing to listen to a couple of hours of tax reform discussion. But I'm just not there yet. I'm just going to confess to you. But I do think it's important because it helps our economy and helps our business community if we have less regulation and less taxation. Now, on the other hand, you're going to have to find a way to cut spending, too. If you're going to cut taxes, you're going to have to find a way to bring in revenue. And that booming economy will do that because we got a lot of stuff we have to pay for that we're not paying for right now in this country. What's next, Walker?
David asked, what are your guys' hobbies? What are your hobbies?
Ed, what's your hobby? Hobbies.
I like killing and eating things. No, I don't. Now, listen, for those who I don't
Walker
hunt.
Does.
I don't have any moral, problems with hunting. I just never did it growing up, But hobbies. I like sports. I like reading. I do some outside writing, and I do some trying to get back to doing some pen and ink artwork. I'd like to learn to do some watercolor, So that's generally what I do to chillax.
When are you going to get it? What do you mean? Is this a bucket list thing? Is watercoloring thing?
I'd like to learn to do watercolor. Yeah. Okay. I guess it's bucket list.
Okay.
Well, take lessons.
Okay.
I do. I like to sketch and do pen and ink.
Watercoloring.
And I'd like to do watercolor.
Other part. Okay.
Walker,
what's your hobbies?
Well, I like to exercise, not hardcore. I like to walk. My wife and I walk in the afternoon. Now we have a son that he doesn't walk with us. He's 4 months old. He rides in his stroller. I enjoy that. That's relaxing, especially when the weather's nice. And then, of course, I absolutely love hunting. I'm not much of a fisher because it takes a lot of patience and sometimes you just don't catch anything.
What kind of hunting?
I hunt deer. I hunt waterfowl. And I also hunt upland birds.
Well, now let me just tell you a little story. Now my wife is from Mississippi. I'm from the Boston area. Early on in our marriage, we were visiting her hometown and her friends, and the guys invited me to go hunting. This is probably 25, 30 years ago. And so I said, "Yeah, all right, let's do it. We'll go deer hunting." And my dad never took me. My dad rarely went, and so I had absolutely no experience. And so I said, "All right, so what time we wake up tomorrow?" And they said, 4 o'clock in the morning. And so I'm going, okay, all right. I'm good. I'm still good. And then we'll get you some gear, clothes to wear and everything. And this is the scent that you're going to put this on so the deer can't smell you. It was awful. Okay, I can do all this. And I said, well, at least we're going to get to hang together, right? Maybe bring some sandwiches, hang together. Said, no, we're all going to different parts of the woods. So I said, let me get this straight. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. It's cold. I'm going to smell like a skunk. And I can't talk to anybody. I'm just going to hang up in a deer stand and hope something walks by. Mm-hmm. I said, count me out. That was my one thing. I just thought, why is this fun?
Yeah.
Why would this be fun to me? I am a social person. I like to talk. They said, no, we're not going to talk to you.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the other side of the woods. In fact, if we hear you talking, we're going to shoot in your direction.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of those things. You have to have a thrill for it.
Yeah.
And I will say, if you're brought up at a young age liking in hunting, then and you harvest your first big buck or something, your adrenaline gets going.
Yeah, you're hooked.
Yeah.
You're hooked.
Yeah, so.
And I didn't teach him that, Walker. He got
you don't
that.
Hunt, do you?
He get no, I don't hunt. I hunt. Yes, I do hunt. I hunt birdies.
when you're golfing.
Yeah, we know Walker and his brother Wesley, they're avid hunters.
Yeah.
But I didn't teach them to hunt. I'm their dad, obviously. But they learned it from the granddad.
Oh, I see. Okay.
My wife's dad was an avid outdoorsman, and he taught them how to hunt, and they just – so it skipped a generation there. But I do my hobby is I do enjoy golf a lot.
Yeah.
And I love getting out with friends and doing a nice day. And it doesn't matter to me how I score.
Right.
That's the good thing about it. And I do like – I do
doing
like,
well.
I do like some birdies.
I do like hitting well, but I just like being outside and the fresh air and having a good time with some good friends. I like that. And I do enjoy college sports.
Yeah.
As I said, I graduated from Mississippi State, so I follow their sports teams. But I like, I'll watch other teams play. I just like college sports of all kinds. So anyway, those are my hobbies.
By the way, when we're doing this Facebook thing here and people are asking questions, every once in a while, I'll see little thumbs up things or smiley faces drift by. What is it? What is that? Is that people are responding to what we're saying?
Yeah,
with a like or a smile or.
Yeah, it's kind of like on your phones, on your smartphone, you have the emojis.
So, yeah, someone just gave a thumbs up.
Yeah, so it kind of flies across the screen.
So this is kind of live.
This is helping to build our self-esteem.
Oh, what? Hey, listen. Hey, we're getting some hearts and some smiley faces. Oh, we got a few frowns. A bunch of frowns. Thank you.
Man.
Thank you for spoiling. Thank you for spoiling my...
Frowns. They don't like?
I guess they're not liking what we're saying.
Okay. All right.
Here's...
Well, now I'm depressed. The frowns are outnumbering
I think folks are like this question. And how did you ask your wife to marry you? That's a question from BJ Cotton.
Okay. How did you ask your wife? Talking about...
Probably each
three,
of us.
Obviously. Go ahead, Ed.
Well, I'll just say,
to remember.
This is how I did it. Will you marry me?
That's powerful.
That's
powerful. That's
well,
so,
let me explain.
That's so romantic.
Let me add a little something to this story. Now, we were going to Bible college. That's where we met in Dallas, Texas. I wanted to take her to
Diane,
my wife Diane. We were dating, engaged. We weren't engaged yet. And I wanted to take her to a reunion. Tower, the restaurant at the top, okay?
Okay, in Dallas?
So, in Dallas. So I am a broke college student, so I am praying the whole time. I had a part-time job, but it was mostly going to my tuition, and I just was just praying, God, you got to help me. I don't have money to take her out to go. So we're going on a Saturday night. I get dressed up. I have zero money in my pocket. This is the absolute, I'm telling you the absolute truth. I'm walking across the parking lot. I'm dressed in a suit and tie. We're going to go in her car because I didn't even have a car. I walk across the parking lot.
This isn't first date. This is when you're getting ready to propose.
Yes. Okay. It's not first date. So I'm walking, there's hardly any cars there. My sister's getting off work. She sees me. She, comes into the parking lot, pulls up. She says, hey, tonight's a big night. I said, yeah, I'm psyched, whatever. And she said, and she looks at me, my sister, Kathy, my younger sister. She said, do you have any money? And I said, no. She said, how are you going to pay for it? I said, I don't know. I've just been praying and God's going to provide. She had just cashed her paycheck and gave me the money.
Wow. Are you serious?
I am telling you the absolute truth. You can ask my wife. You can ask my sister. And that is how I was able to pay for it. Now, I'm not advocating that people do that because I have since realized that was unbelievably stupid. But God helps the ignorant. So we went to Reunion Tower. And I asked her to marry me, And she said yes, and she had ordered fish, and she got sick that night while we were there.
At least you paid for it.
Yeah, but I paid for it.
Well, I don't remember exactly the circumstances, except that Allison, my wife, and I, we were high school sweethearts, and we dated for 5 years. We got married. I was 21. She was 20, so we got married in college. And so we've been married since 1984. That's 33 years and three children and now near five grandchildren later. So here we are.
On the
go ahead, Walker. How did you? I remember how Walker proposed.
On the third year of college, my fiance, well, my girlfriend at the time, we were I had already asked her parents the week before. I drove down in the middle of the week to back home to ask her parents without her knowing, and so we were coming home, but I didn't want it to be obvious. I didn't want to drive up with roses everywhere, you know,
balloons,
people hiding behind the trees.
Right.
So I didn't want her to know. I would rather it be more of an average engagement, but her be surprised than have it all fancy. So we drove home, went to her parents' house, which we would do every Friday. I would drop her off from college at her parents' house. Well, we pulled up, and her mother had helped me. She set up a bench, and she had the date written, painted under it, so in the future you could remember what happened. And we had kind of flowers set up, and she didn't really pay attention to it. It was the fall, and leaves were falling, so there was a lot of color around anyways. So we got out of the car, the truck, and she still had no idea what was going on. And she's like grabbing all of her bags to go inside, and I just walk around to the side of the truck, and I just say, you know, you won't need that. And she's like, what? And I said, look, you're not going to need those bags and everything. So I walk her down the hill to the bench, and she's still kind of not knowing what's going on. And
her heart's pounding.
Yeah, and
point,
then
I'm
she
sure.
turns around, and then I get on my knee and ask her and her parents and stuff, and my brother and his wife come outside and start taking pictures and stuff.
That's cool.
That's a great way.
I like it.
And Lexi, you talking about, Lexi. Your wife. And that's been, what, four?
There will be 2 years in December.
2 years in December. All right. So, we got time for one more, maybe.
Yeah, Scott, I have to answer Scott here. Scott, and y'all will remember this. Scott said, Walker, will you be on the starting lineup at Daytona next year? Just wondering since you thought it was easy. See, I didn't forget. Do y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Is that you're talking about Friday?
Walker, you were saying about the,
turn left.
Where it was
so easy.
Where were they were athletes or not? NASCAR drivers.
Yeah, for the Olympics. Yeah, because we were talking about video games in the Olympics.
Yes.
Yeah, and you sort of made fun of NASCAR drivers like it's easy.
Yeah, I got to recant. I've got to backtrack. That driving 250 miles an hour is not easy. I've never done it before, but I can imagine how much skill it takes.
Well, I don't think they go 250. I think they're
200, yeah, 180,
they're,
200.
They're in that 200 range.
Well, that's twice as much as I normally go.
So I will not be at Daytona, and I totally take back my stupid comment from 6 months ago.
But thank you for reminding them, Scott.
Yes, thank you, Scott.
I'll tell you what, before we go,
we
need to ask our, this is for the next day or two, ask our Facebook friends if they enjoy this, if this is something they liked. A lot of it was personal information. Right. And
we'll do this every once in a while, maybe every other week or so, if people enjoy it.
If they want
it,
to, yeah.
If people enjoy it.
Once they know too much about us, they may think we're jerks.
Right,
you know,
Well, I think that they would have already figured that out by now.
Somebody asked the question, how come you don't look at the camera more? Because it said, we can't see your faces.
Right.
And I go, have you seen my face? You really? Here, take a picture.
All right. Well, thanks for being on with us, folks. We fielded questions from our Facebook viewers. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
The last half an hour. Have a great day. Keep listening to American Family Radio. Trivia Friday, a.k.a. Learning University, will be on the air tomorrow at 10:05 Central Time. Join us then, and we'll have a good time. See you then.